Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into some big moves in AI technology, legal battles, and shifts in the global tech landscape. Let's get started. First up, a wrongful arrest in Florida highlights serious flaws in one of the oldest police face recognition tools in the US. According to a Wired report, a man named Robert Dillon was arrested based on a 93% facial match from the FACES system, despite living over 300 miles away from the crime scene. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit, pointing out that the system's match score reflects similarity, not certainty, and that crucial evidence was ignored before the arrest. Dillon suffered significant personal and financial harm, including losing work during peak crab season and nearly losing his home. This case exposes the dangers of relying too heavily on flawed AI without proper human investigation and oversight. Next, China has launched the world's first wind-powered underwater data center off the coast of Shanghai. This innovative facility, reported by Wired en Español, uses seawater for cooling, reducing energy consumption for cooling to less than 10%. With an initial capacity of 24 megawatts, the data center achieves a power usage effectiveness of just 1.15, which is state-of-the-art. It runs on more than 95% green electricity, cutting energy use by 22.8% and eliminating water and land use compared to traditional centers. This project is part of China's broader strategy to secure renewable energy sources and lead in AI infrastructure globally. Moving to the business side of AI, Opendoor's recent exit from India is sparking a bigger conversation about AI's impact on outsourcing. TechCrunch reports that Opendoor is shutting down its India operations less than 2 years after expanding there, citing a shift towards smaller AI-native teams and bringing work back to the US. India is the world's largest global capability center market, employing over 2.3 million people in offshore operations, so this move raises questions about AI's effect on that workforce. Experts suggest AI is reducing the need for manual operational labor, pushing companies to run leaner regardless of location. While Opendoor's exit also reflects broader cost-cutting, it's seen as an early sign of how AI might reshape global outsourcing economics. In leadership news, Anthropic's CEO Dario Amodei revealed a highly unusual management structure in a recent Bloomberg interview. Unlike many tech leaders, Amodei has just one direct report, his chief of staff, while his sister and co-founder Daniela Amodei manages day-to-day operations. This setup allows him to focus on strategy, culture, and research without being bogged down by people management. Anthropic, valued near the trillion-dollar mark, is also unique in retaining all seven of its co-founders, a rarity in the fast-paced AI industry. Finally, a legal battle is brewing over whether Google used YouTube videos to train its Lyria music AI without permission. The Verge reports that independent musicians are suing Google, alleging unauthorized use of their uploaded songs to train the AI model. Google has filed to dismiss the case, citing YouTube's terms of service, which grant broad licenses to use uploaded content. While Google won't confirm if Lyria specifically used YouTube data, past statements indicate some YouTube content trains AI models like Gemini and Veo. This case underscores ongoing tensions around data usage and artist rights in the age of AI. That's it for today's episode of The Prompt. As AI continues to evolve rapidly, it's clear that technology, law, and business are intersecting in complex ways. We'll keep tracking these stories and more to help you stay informed. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.